I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And we're talking computers as we do every Saturday morning with you and yours here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
We take you all the way up to 11:45, at which point we hand things off to Mr. Paul Harvey.
We like to call it the love roller coaster.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, before we went to break, we were talking to Frank on his mobile about a Cocker Spaniel or something that's in his computer.
His computer, everything is running Windows 98, but it's all in the Spanish language, which he does not speak and or read.
You were given this computer to by someone, Frank?
Yeah, my sister-in-law gave it to my son.
Okay, is your sister-in-law a Spanish-speaking individual?
She is Spanish.
Okay, did she then, so this was a machine from another country, maybe?
No, she's from Phoenix here.
Okay. Did she include any disks or any software with the machine, or is it just here's the machine?
Here's the machine, the printer, the everything except it was already loaded in it.
What you've got is something called a localized version of Windows, meaning it is specifically, when you install Windows, it's not like it asks you what language do you want to install in. It asks you what kind of keyboard you want to support, things like that, but when you install Windows, you are installing a English version or a Spanish version or whatever version of Windows there is. So there's nothing you're going to do that's going to make the Spanish version you have suddenly become an English version without installing an English version of Windows.
Or it depends on, because we don't know exactly how it was set up, it's possible that somebody put an English version of Windows in there and then downloaded and installed a bunch of language modules, which you can do.
About half of what's on the screen is English and half Spanish.
Okay, then what they probably did is they downloaded a bunch of plugins, a bunch of English or Spanish conversion things. The first thing I'd do is go to the control panel in the Add Remove Programs area.
You can go to Start, Settings, and then Control Panel.
And then look in the stuff that's installed. It should be alphabetically installed. Look in the M section for all the Microsoft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably start to see a bunch of things that specifically talk about Spanish language updates or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Just start removing all those.
Also, you can check in the regional and language options
of the control panel.
Yeah, there's a couple different sections in there that deal with languages and how things. A lot of it's going to be having to do with formatting of numbers and currency and keyboard things, which aren't going to do a lot for you. But dig around in there. You may find some things that help you out as well.
So, you understand what we're saying? If it was an English version that's been modified by other programs, then you can take those modifications out by going to the Add Remove Programs.
If it's a true Spanish version of Windows, then there's not going to be a whole lot you can do.
How do you say SOL in Spanish?
SOL in Spanish?
SOL in Spanish, yes. So that's kind of what you're up against. And then at that point, you can try reinstalling an English version of 98, or there's a couple different ways to go from there. But first you have to figure out, is it a true English version, which is what it sounds like, that's been modified, and if so, just take the modifications out.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, good luck, Frank.
Bye.
Hey, as they say in Spanish, bueno suerte, man.
What?
That means good luck.
Oh, really?
Burn my what?
Bueno suerte.
How about hasta la Winnebago?
Hasta Winnebago, got it.
Yeah, something like that.
Adios.
All right, that's how it works, folks, I think.
The multilingual computer help show.
We got another mobster there, or is that a mobile?
He's on a mobile, and we've got good time for Dennis. We got lots of time.
Dennis calling on his cellular phone. What was that? The sports babe used to say, "A rich guy on a cell phone." But I guess now with all the cell phone plans out there, it's cheaper to call from a cell phone, isn't it?
Yeah, especially on weekends, huh?
Yeah, really. Dennis, how may we be of assistance?
I've got a situation. My wife just purchased a computer for our home office, and at the same time, we hooked up high speed internet.
Yay!
DSL, and now every time the phone rings, the computer comes on.
You have something turned on called Wake on Ring or Wake on Modem Activity.
I don't think so.
No, you do.
Yeah, probably you do. There's the place you'd want to check there. Are you familiar at all with your computer's BIOS or CMOS?
Well, hang on. Let's give you the real quick way to solve this problem.
Okay.
Since you have high speed internet, do you need to use your modem for anything at all?
I don't know what she uses it for, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Maybe she's faxing from it or something like that?
Yeah, the only reason she'd be doing that is if she was faxing out of the computer, okay? So if you don't do that, if you use that high-speed internet connection, your DSL for all your email and everything, and you never use the modem, just unplug the phone line from the back of the computer, and it'll stop doing that.
That's the quick, easy way.
Okay.
But if she is using that modem that's built into the computer for something like faxing or maybe she has to dial into her office for, you know, remote control, so something like that.
Right.
Then the thing you'd want to check is in your, what they call the BIOS or the CMOS.
The basic input-output system, BIOS.
Okay.
That's Ken's two cents. In there, there should be a setting. Generally, it's in like the integrated peripherals or advanced settings or somewhere around in one of those couple of areas. You'll look for something called Wake on Ring, basically, in the settings that have to do with the system going to sleep and how it wakes back up, and you can tell it basically if there's any input or any kind of line noise detected to wake up on your phone line. And so it's different for different BIOSes, but you can turn that stuff off and disable it.
And what I might recommend you do is get with whoever sold you the computer, let them know so that they can walk you through it, because they're going to know that machine better than anybody.
Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
But that is what's happening. So you got the quick and dirty way, and then you got the make sure it doesn't do that at all, so you can still use your modem way.
It doesn't pertain to the fact that it's a Windows XP.
No, it has to do with your physical hardware.
Okay.
The hardware has been told to, because there is no Windows running when the machine's turned off.
Right.
Right? So the hardware is actually running at a real low voltage.
It just senses voltage and says, I need to turn on now, because people would use this a lot of times for a computer that's going to sit somewhere that there's not somebody around. It doesn't need to do a whole lot most of the time, but sometimes you might need to wake it up remotely. You'd make a quick phone call to the computer.
Okay.
You'd let it ring once or twice, hang up, and then wait about 2 minutes. That'd give it enough time for the machine to boot up, and then it would be ready for you to do whatever it is you needed to do remotely, or it would start its process, whatever that might be.
Oh, okay.
So
kind of
like,
a cool trick.
You could like wake the computer up and then dial back in and actually connect to it and do a remote access session or whatever.
All righty.
It's high-level stuff, man.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
All right, Dennis, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, generally, we'll either have the answer, make up the answer, or
point you in a direction of the answer.
Look over there!
Yeah, well, quick, while we slap you on the other side.
Don't forget, we do have our follow-up newsletter for the radio show, a little synopsis of what we talked about. So if you missed any part of the show, I have been recording every episode that I could possibly record for the last, I don't know how long. And at some point in my life, I will take the time to upload all this so that if you missed any previous shows or any part of the show, you'll be able to listen to it from an audio standpoint.
By the way, in case you didn't notice, our newsletter did change its format somewhat, and we've had a number of people comment on it being too wide. We're working on that, and hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll have that addressed. And a few of you also asked, well, why'd you do it in the first place? Actually, there's a good reason for that. A lot of people weren't able to click on some of the links that we were putting in our newsletters, and some of the links were getting so long that they were wrapping around. And so doing this new format allows us to have a lot more flexibility with those links and really improve things for you. So
it's a more gooder newsletter.
We're working on keeping it light so it doesn't take long to download and making it smaller so it fits your particular email client, and we're going to do all those things for you.
We will massage it anyway. All right, when we come back from the news, we're going to have our Extreme Internet Extreme Tip of the Week. If you're a webmaster or if you're working on becoming a webmaster, doing your own websites, you do your company's website, so on and so forth, we're going to give you a tip on how to keep spammers from harvesting email addresses on your website.
And for those of you holding, we're going to get to your calls and questions. If we don't get them on the air, we will get you off the air after the show. So stay right where you're at. Your questions will get answered. We promise that to you.
And there's actually some open lines. So if you want to get in and get some last-minute help, 602-277-5827. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
And we'll be back right after Miss Gail Bass and the exciting, fabulous news that she always brings.
Ken and Brandon, by the way.
Coverage you can count on. The Valley's most trusted news starts.